This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilian federal government employees must be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear a mask. The strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. The president said the same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden also said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. Biden added that the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. And he suggested more state and local governments offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you are fully vaccinated. He said if the sign tells us there's a need for a booster, that's something we'll do. Israel's prime minister announced on Thursday that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 50, over 60, that is, who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com.